Just a quick update. I've been reading and I've heard some rumours that this fight's off for me and Wilder. Not on my watch, it ain't. I'm not pulling out on nothing. It's on like Donkey Kong. Tyson Fury is like Hakeem coming to America.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punch?
I was hitting with body punch and I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
That would be the Nazi production.
Making woman
gestures like,
oh,
let's go check. Good morning, TBV. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. And listen, may not be titled immediate reaction, but I damn sure am ready to give my immediate reaction to the WBC heavyweight champ of the world and the lineal champion, Tyson Fury. Contracts have been sent out. Fury has signed and sent it back to Team America. This is what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss the fact that Tyson Fury is, first of all, deading the rumors that this fight is not going to happen and sending back a signed contract to Team Wilder. I'm excited. I'm elated.
OMG. I am so excited.
Exactly, Tyson. Exactly. And then on top of that, I'll be in Danny's gym again, covering the shit out of Porter versus Garcia with my main man, Daniel Alvarez. It's a glorious morning. Good day to talk boxing. You know, hit that thumbs up button if you're just joining into the stream. Don't forget the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Skype callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Let's get this thing started.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me company in Brazil, whoever else is in America too, all of it.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah, welcome back everybody, another edition of the Boxing Voice. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. If all reports are true, you know, from a certain side, that Fury signed his side of the contract and we're going to get this fight. Obviously, Dan Raphael says he heard otherwise, and MTK Global called him out on it. But, yeah, we'll discuss everything in there. But, yeah, I guess to all the haters like Hearn and maybe Dan Raphael.
Suck my balls, you pair of bums.
So, yeah, that's Tyson's opinion on it all. But, we can throw it out to one of the other guys. I see Nez is a little busy, so do I just keep talking? You know, hope everybody's having a great day. Sun's shining in the UK, so hope everyone's having a good day.
Hey, when you're pretty as Mike, you don't need no intro. I'm very excited to see Tyson Fury in America, to be honest with you, man. I was kind of upset when I seen Dan Raphael comments talking about he had an inside source saying the fight wasn't going to happen. But now Tyson's out here. He signed the contract. He's sending it back to Deontay Wilder. He's coming to America. Man, it's greatness right here, man. It's greatness.
Yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong, apparently. So,
what's your Daniel, take? How's it going?
What's going on, guys? Another great day. Talk about this upcoming heavyweight showdown. And we'll be in Danny's gym later for media day. So we got some big things ahead of us. Ness is actually on a important phone call for Vegas for our two live shows, putting things together, putting in the work, making big things happen. So that's why Ness had to step out But what are your guys' thoughts? What do you guys think of first reaction of the contracts being signed? I know Dan Rafio supposedly heard otherwise from somebody in Fury's camp, his management team. But it seems like this fight's going to go through. I don't see anything stopping it. What are your guys' thoughts? Did you guys see this coming?
Well, let me just break down what was said. Dan Rafio, in his he does that chat where people send in questions and he'll answer. So he came out with that he'd heard from someone inside Tyson's camp that he was bulking on the idea that he maybe wanted another fight and maybe it was too soon. So someone hit up Dan and they were saying like, hopefully the story with the rumor isn't true. This Tyson Fury stuff isn't true. To which he put, thanks. It wasn't a rumor, was told by his management. And then some hours later, Fury, who told you that then? My management? Who then? Which was followed by MTK Global. Well, it certainly didn't come from anyone in MTK Global. Interested to find out where it came from, though. And then Dan Rayfield replied, you're wrong. It came directly from somebody in your company. And then it ended with MTK Global saying, okay, Dan, thumbs up, if you say so, laughing emoji. So this is where it's all come about. And then obviously Tyson, we heard the audio at the start, came out on his Instagram and put it all to bed and said it's on. And then the latest we're hearing is his side is sent, signed, sealed, and sent back to the American team. So, again, I mean, a big heavyweight fight.
I've been reading
this audio.
I've heard some rumors that this fight's off for me a Wilder. Not my watch, it ain't. I'm not pulling out nothing. It's on like Donkey Kong. Tyson Fury is like Hakeem coming to America.
Where is Troy when you want to rub it in, right?
He'll be calling in, I'm pretty sure. But one thing that I wanted to point out real quick is the timeline and the timing is pretty much perfect. Next week, Showtime is going to own boxing for the whole week with the Danny and Sean thing. So what best way to get publicity and capitalize on your future fight with Fury and Wilder? You announce it the week of the Danny and Porter fight. It gets eyes to it, and we've seen them do before, like Wilder come and do like a press conference before the fight, and then they'll go out to the arena and to the Showtime cast. So I think the timeline is perfect.
So how many days do we have till the 17th? Like, we got to think camp. We got to think press conferences. Are they cutting it short? We know the contract got sent back to Team America. That means Tyson Fury's happy with everything. Hopefully America's happy with everything. We can get a fight announcement. But how many weeks out to those rumored dates? Because they could also go December, you know what I mean? But let me just give you some more information, right? Tyson saying he's starting camp as quick as 4 days from now on the 1st. And, you know, I got it obviously from Wilder that he's starting a little later in the month. So I don't know what that indicates.
I mean, if Fury's starting 1st of September, that's all of September, which is like basically 4 weeks and a bit. You got all of October.
It'd be 11 weeks.
Yeah. And then if it's, say, the 17th or the 10th,
so we got 3 weeks that we can do press conferences, 8 weeks worth of training. 11 weeks to the 17th, Danny?
So it's 11 weeks to the 14th. So they're not going to be training at this point. They'll just be trying to cut weight. So Wednesday would probably be your media workout, maybe Thursday press conference, Friday weigh-in, and then the 17th would be the Saturday. So to me, that's the likely fight. I know they said mid-November. They're not going to do it Thanksgiving weekend, and they're not going to do it the 10th. So if it's going to be in November, it's going to be the 17th.
I'm thinking it may end up being the first week in December. It just, to me, it looks like it's going to make more sense for the press tour. I don't know how many cities they're going to do, but if they end up doing a major press tour, then the first week in December might be the best date for them.
Now, guys, I know in our little group chat, we received some inside info. Keep the, obviously, source anonymous. But what was the date for the Ortiz return? Does it fall anywhere in this? Could he be on the undercard? Because remember, in Wilder's mind, he doesn't want to deal with Joshua, right? So he's saying, oh, I'm going to get to 51-0 and create my own legacy. Are they going to build up Ortiz on the undercard of this pay-per-view? To possibly have another opponent. What was the date that, you know, the source gave you?
It was possibly back in September.
So that doesn't fit the timeline at all.
Also, Wilder's going to have to up his game if he wants to get that legacy, because he's now going to have to go 52-0 because the 51-0 is gone.
Yeah, but obviously by no one relevant.
He did it.
He can't call him relevant, man. He's a champion. The minimum weight champion or something like that.
So he gets minimum credit. Moving on to Real Fighters. No, I'm joking. I know the people are going to take that back. So what? I'm 6'5". Do something. I'm joking. Yo, it's that morning coffee.
At least it was minimum. That wouldn't have worked with any other, yeah. You know, getting straw credit.
Yeah, that was a good one right there. I like that one.
So what's this? Kennedy Linder says, get on that Barry Hearn news. What happened with Barry? See if we can't find that real quick. Barry Hearn's, what he's saying.
He had an interview with Cuban.
Tap dancing about how AJ Povetkin is still a great fight. Meanwhile,
No. What he said though was very, very interesting.
All right, this. Dubois is sparring with Povetkin. He didn't take Big Baby Services, but he did take the guy that knocked down AJ in sparring. Interesting.
Allegedly.
Now Barry Hearn had an interview with IFL. And he stated in that interview that if Joshua was to never fight Wilder and ended a 10-year career undefeated, he would take that. But if he was to fight Wilder and lose, then he will be disappointed. And his best date for the fight will be in the fall of 2019 or early 2020. He said that's when he thinks the fight would be at its biggest and most lucrative.
So basically he like, yo, if you fight him now, you lose him. But if you want to be smart, make this money, fight him later and lose, it'll be better. Hey, shows the confidence you have in him.
Or not fight him at all.
But listen, this is nothing against AJ, because we've been here with other promoters, right? I mean, let's not forget that Oscar De La Hoya did not want Canelo Alvarez to face Islandry Laura or Austin Trout. So it's not like promoters don't advise their cash cows to not go down certain streets and to, turn down certain streets. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. But the one thing remains the same. The fighter is in control. Everyone works for the fighter. The fighter is the franchise. He is the property. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, helps us grow. And don't forget to subscribe. Why? Because we're coming real close to 84,000. We're at 83,795 subscribers and counting. It's been a great month for us. Pat yourselves on the back for, you know, helping us get to this level. And don't forget, we just published a few more Angel Garcia interviews and Danny Garcia interviews. Your Patreon questions are answered. So if you've been, you know, filling out those comments in the Patreon post, don't worry. The Danny and Angel Patreon-only questions will be released today before I head out to their new media workout. But, I mean, any final thoughts on this, guys? I mean, I always knew this was happening. This is more of a show, nail in the coffin for the naysayers. But I'm sure the Troys of the world will still come back and say, well, Deontay ain't signed. We ain't got a venue. You know what I mean? So,
real quick to all the fans, man. Awesome. It is very, very important that we get Rob over to the U.S. We may not get him over here for the Canelo and Triple G, but for the Wilder and Fury, we really need him over here. So if you guys can go over, support the channel by Super Chats or Patreon, whatever needs to be done, we need to get Rob over here to the U.S. Thanks so much.
See, Patreon is the best option because then it won't be a one-time thing. You know what I mean? Rob can come for multiple events because we'll have that budget. Patreon is just the backbone of TBV, ensuring that we're able to get to certain venues and locations to do the work that you want and answer the questions that you want. Hence, you know, Patreon only questions and Patreon only answers.
Or you're the chairman of a massive company that wants to sponsor, you know, hit us up. You know, we can sort that out. Then I can be like full-time salary.
Definitely.
You know, traveling around, getting these gyms, getting all that.
I definitely, look, if anybody needs to be full-time, not to say that anyone is more valuable, but beneficial.
Rob puts in more work.
You being in the UK, it would strengthen the brand because boxing is big over there. So for you to be able to be on the ground, you know, at the level that I do it, it would, you know, fucking, we would be like an octopus.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I'm ready!
That's hey, right. Rob, how tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yeah.
I could have a real good face-to-face with Nez.
Oh. Okay, bet. I'll say, because Kugan, I don't want him to, bully you now, you know what I'm saying, taking his videos and stuff.
Yeah. Bring it. Let's do it. Let's get it going. But yeah, my thoughts on this, you know, you don't need Troy to call in. You know I'm going to say it. There's another contract on the table waiting for Wilder's signature. So let's see what happens. But, you know, all jokes aside, let's hope we get this because it's just going to make the future AJ fight, if it happens, when it happens, even bigger. So, I'm excited for it and hopefully get something hooked up. TBV are rocking out with a live show in Vegas. Fury versus Wilder, Wilder versus Fury, whatever. So, yeah, let's see what happens.
Speaking of live show in Vegas, don't forget we're going to be there from the 13th to the 16th. Show days on September 14th, live from the Gennady Golovkin, Saul Canelo Alvarez weigh-in. We're also going to be live a couple of feet from the T-Mobile Arena for a pre fight hype show right at Beer House or House, right? Beer House. How do you pronounce it?
It's Beer House.
Beer House. But let them know about Beer House because you say it so much better than me. I was trying to tell someone in the other room because we're actually having it recorded. So I'm talking to the production crew while I got up for that phone call. And I'm like, yeah, it's a big venue. And they do. And I'm like, damn, I need Daniel for this spew that he kicked on the show the other day. He knows all the details. I didn't know. I've been there before. They've given me the good, you know, 12x12 stage, and I've rocked out and heard my voice ring through their speakers. I just didn't know that only stars perform there. So, you know, again, I'll just pat myself on the back, you know, but you take it away, Daniel.
All right, so just to pretty much give everybody an insight on Beer House, Beer House is literally steps away from the T-Mobile Arena. It is actually located inside of New York, New York. It's on the back end, so they have an outdoor plaza, and that's called the park. So that's called the park, and they have speakers all throughout the park. Any big hockey game, concert, fight, you name it, everybody's going to Beer House for their pregame, for their food, for their drinks. So this isn't just like some restaurant in Vegas or some bar and grill in Vegas. This is literally the spot. So for anybody going to the fight, they're going to be stopping in Beer House to get their drinks, to get their food, and to get free swag, free gear, and hear what the TBV family has to say.
And not only that, I just got confirmation from WBC and Mauricio Suleiman himself that he will be attending, and he's going to make sure he hooks us up with some WBC swag to give away to all the participants that stop by TBV's live show at Beer House in Las Vegas, you know, for the Canelo Triple G. So again, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to share the show. It helps with the visibility. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Also helps with the visibility of the show.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes, remember. So I guess, I don't know. I'm pretty much done with my final thoughts. What about you guys? It's a quick one. Yeah, one and done.
Yeah, it's a quick one. I guess all this stuff, you know, it goes round and round, and we just wait for an official, definite, 100% announcement, press conference. It is on. So you're always going to get these little things. I mean, Frank Warren, in response, I think, to the Dan Rayfield stuff, you know, he's like, don't believe the fake news. You know, if you're ready to rumble. So he's ready. He said he's ready. So let's see. Let's wait for an official announcement, and then we can get proper up for it and hype. So.
Oh, boy, the negativity spewing from the AJ Protector. Let me get out to the chat and see if Jeffrey can help me. Hold on there with the producing beats. Let's go to the chat. Let me see.
Rahsaan Hargrad.
Rahsaan. Telling you, bro, I need Jeffrey for the pronunciation and most of your guys' name. He says, Ness, can you get to Tyson's camp? Well, Tyson's camp. There's a possibility. Rob has his cell phone number, and they're buddies on DM, and I have an inside through our other UK correspondent, Dove Joel, who has, you know, a good relationship with someone in Tyson's corner and really someone that gives access. So there is a possibility, right? But you can't go around making these types of phone calls, calling the lineal champion of the world, trying to figure out can you visit his camp if you do not have the funds to get to wherever he's training. Where does he train? Spain? I've never even been to Spain. Doesn't he train in Marbella?
He's supposed to come to Big Bear, I remember.
Oh, that's right. There's rumors of Big Bear, too, you know?
If he's in Big Bear, TBV will be there.
If he opens the doors, and again, funds, even though that's close in Daniel's mind to him, it's still like a four-hour drive for him, which means tolls, gas, and just the desert sun, you know? So... it's always about funds, hence Patreon. We've revamped it slightly. The lowest tier to the highest tier automatically puts you in a monthly raffle where one winner will receive a monthly raffle. I mean, you could get something as valuable as this luxurious gold-plated WBC medallion that only me and Sean Porter have, you know what I mean, because we're number one contenders, you know? Your boy Dillian White doesn't even have this. He has a silver title. It's not official. Or you can receive some Triple G signed autograph gloves, courtesy of Chivas, because they're our sponsor for this week's show. So many things that you can receive. I mean, you want to rock the belt like Deontay and throw it over your shoulder like Ness and just and pat it like Ric Flair? Then, you know, you gotta fuck with your boys. We over here. We doing our thing, and we're trying to bring you to the promised land, which is TBVville, you know? The
home. How you going to say it? How you gonna say Ric Flair and not give me a woo?
I mean, come on, man. No, that's what co-hosts are for. Co-hosts are like, you know, rap duos or wrestling tag team partners. Like, it ain't supposed to be just one. You know what I mean? Like when LL was solo, he still had the dude up there, like, you know, being a hype man. Like, yeah, come on, Joy, yeah, come on, and Rain. Keep it up. Yeah. You know, you got to get
it. I'm not sure that they were doing that exactly like that, but I feel you. I feel you, though.
I know that ain't LL. I'm just showing you people ad-libbing and helping, and you ain't helping. Nah, but I'm fucking with you. Yeah, man, we go to any camp. Actually, we put out a post on Patreon asking you guys which camps you wanted us in, what camp lives you wanted next. So head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice because obviously your votes is, you know, indicates where we're going next. I actually spoke to Robert Garcia since we're on the subject. Spoke to Robert, Mikey, and Robert Jr. They've actually cleared me for September 3rd through the 5th. Now it's a matter of dough. That is a very short window. We're already on August 29th, and man, the flights are like fucking $697. So I don't think we're doing that, you know? So Ronnie Shields also cleared us for FA, but same dates. And I think that those dates are just expensive because it's Labor Day on Monday. Shout out to those guys that are working, though, on Monday. On Labor Day, they're working. What Ness is trying to do, but obviously those funds are ridiculous. But I'm saying, you know, Patreon, you get that shit right, and Ness is jumping on a plane. He's out. We could do a day trip and hit them both. You know, I will hit them both in that same week. Bang, bang. Clint Eastwood. Anyway, I'm your host, Ness the Kid. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, @NessGTO. Catch my stories on Instagram. You know, beating down the road, TBV Road Work, hashtag TBV Road Work, putting it in. We're going to be in Danny Garcia's gym today. Head on over to Patreon and drop your questions for Danny because we back. We need ammo. We've been there so much, we ain't got nothing to ask him anymore. What are we going to ask him this time? Whatever you want. That's what we're going to ask him. So head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NSGTL. Peace.
My final thoughts are I'm glad that Fury has signed his part of the contract, and I don't think we have to worry about Wilder signing his part. So ready to see that. And also, I have a interview with David Benavidez, the WBC super middleweight champion, that's gonna come out pretty soon. So I'm excited about
it. Dog, you see you playing games. Gonna come out pretty soon. What you mean?
It's already out.
Come on, B. Ness,
my bad, man. I didn't know. Last time I checked it, didn't want it out, but now you said it's out.
You ain't checked, bro. I'm always working. Call me always working.
Okay. My bad. It's already out, so go check it out on our page. I go by MG. You can find me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Thanks for the support.
Yeah. UK Rob, TBV, Instagram and Twitter. Legendary Boxer, Bayside Boxing.
Stop my balls, you pair of bums.
That's me, John. Cheers.
They are two hating-ass people, boy, I tell you.
Ringwalk Danny, Twitter and Instagram. Follow me. Appreciate the support. It's been great being on the show lately. So we're about to hit the road, go to Philly, put in that work. We're going to be in D.C.
Yes.
D.C.?
Yes.
Jared Heard?
Yes. Yo, we taking over. It's hashtag. Yo, Teofimo Lopez, we riding with Teofimo. It's hashtag this fucking takeover, dog. For anybody.
About time y'all get Jared Heard, man.
You know what I'm saying? For anybody that thought it was a game and thought they was out here shining, I'm going to show you how it's done. And I'm lean. I want some.
When y'all go see her, y'all got to do the sweat challenge, right?
We're going to do whatever Patreons and hosts want. That's what the fuck we doing. We're going to do us because it's the takeover.
We could do the sweat challenge today because Danny Garcia's gym is hot.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. I'm like, yo, I'm going to dress accordingly today. I'm going to let them dudes that's coming today unexpectedly die with the heat wave. I'm coming in shorts. I might even rock out in flip-flops because I run that gym. You know what I'm saying? What's that girl named Natalie Nunn? I run LA. I run that gym. Matter of fact, I run fucking boxing when it comes to the media. You hear me?
Yeah, Daniel, I seen you with that the Jordan jersey and that Bulls hat. That shit was fresh, bro.
No.
It wasn't Jordan?
It was me. That's my jersey.
Oh, it was you. My bad.
Alvarez.
I'm coming. Ringwalk Danny.
You ain't got no jumper, though.
Yeah, that's how hot it was. Either that or Danny's seriously out of shape because he was sweating even in a vest. That's how hot that gym is.
No, it's
shining.
Yeah, it's really hot, but we're going to be there today. We're going to cover Swift in Philly, and we're going to cover Swift in Maryland. You hear
me? Hopefully we can get a little Tank looking like a Tank, losing some of that weight from the Tank. Nah, he probably ain't going to be around. But I got to get that other dude I keep telling you. So remind me off the show. Cassius Chauncey or something like that. He's a new heavyweight, bro. He signed the main events. He's nice. He got a little afro, but he's nice.
I'll remind you, Ness. Don't worry. Don't forget to get Chauncey. What's his name? Chauncey.
I think it's Cassius Chauncey or Chauncey Cassius.
All right, I'll clip this and remember.
Greek name.
Yeah, he's pretty big. But you guys can Google him now. Anyway, we're out, man. Peace.